There was panic in Kishkinda when the news came that Bali had been slain by an archer, and the Vanars fled hither and thither in hopeless confusion. Tara, seeing this, laid aside her own grief, and, like a queen, put courage in her husband's subjects, saying, "Till this day you walked before the king to battle. Why then do you flee in fear now? There is no danger for you. Ram killed Bali only to make Sugriv the king. Your lives are in no danger. You will only have a different ruler, that is all. You need not fly or fear." When she tried to go to the spot where her husband lay dead, the Vanars stopped her, saying, "We shall crown Angad as king, and we shall make safe the fortress. We shall defend the town against Sugriv and his allies." But she said, "Now that my noble lord is dead, nothing matters." And boldly she went straight to where Ram and Lakshman were standing. When she saw her husband lying wounded to death, she could not control her sorrow. She sobbed and cried, embracing the wounded Bali. "How many heroes have you laid low, and now you lie low yourself, and you have left me here." Soon Bali's son Angad reached the spot, and Sugriv, witnessing this scene, was filled with remorse at the thought that it was all for him that this calamity had happened. Tara rolled on the ground and lamented, "Leaving dear Angad an orphan, and myself a helpless widow, you have gone on the journey from which there is no return. Oh, my lord, my lord." Hanuman tried to console her, saying, "The dead reached their places in heaven. Why lament for Bali? Angad will be crowned in due course, and we shall then rejoice. It is our duty to look after Angad. Let us now think of performing Bali's funeral ceremony." "I care for nothing. It is for Sugriv to perform the ceremony and to look after Angad. What is there for me to do? Can 1,000 Angads equal in my eyes my husband? With him I shall enter the house of death. That alone will please me." Bali, unconscious till now, opened his eyes for the last time and, addressing Sugriv, said,
"Brother, we too could have been friends and reigned happily over the kingdom. But it was not given to us to be so wise and happy. I am more to blame than you. But why talk about that now? Hereafter, you shall rule the kingdom. I have entrusted to you, Angad, my son, dearer than my life itself, to Tara and me. He is a warrior, equal to you in prowess. Be a father to him, and look after him with kindness. This is my only request to you. And be kind to Tara, who is not only a blameless and affectionate wife, but also a very wise and far-sighted counselor. Whatever she foretells is bound to happen. Do not disregard her advice on any matter. Here, take the necklace that Indra gave me, and take it, its secret power. My life is over, and so is my resentment. May you be happy."
Thus the generous Bali blessed his brother Sugriv, and then said to Angad,
"Sugriv is now your king. Be loyal to him and give him patient, affectionate service.
Like a flowering creeper embracing a forest tree fell down by an axe, Tara lay on the ground, clinging to Vali. Neil, as gently as he could, drew out the dart from Vali's chest. Blood gushed out of the wound and spread into a pool. Vali's life left his body. Tara lamented loudly to Angad.
For the last time, salute your father. Oh, my husband, your dear son is bowing before you. Will you not say a word to him? Alas, I am a widow, and he is an orphan.
The sight of all this struck Sugriv to the heart. He said to himself,
moved by desire, I closed the entrance of the cave, and leaving Vali there, I seized and enjoyed his wealth. What a sinner I have been! Though my sin was great, he would not kill me. He drove me out and allowed me to escape with life. That was all. But I conspired to slay him and succeeded. There is no sinner like me in the world, and yet, with his last breath, he gave me the kingdom to rule. And gave me, too, the gift of Indra, the necklace of power. Indeed, he was noble. Why should I still cling to this base life, I, who brought about the death of my heroic brother?
With fear and hesitation, Ram gently approached the weeping Tara. But there was no sign of anger on her face. The words she addressed to the slayer of her husband were worthy of a hero's queen. She said, with the weapon with which, O warrior, you killed my husband,
kill me too, and enable me to join him. Even in heaven, he will not be happy without me. Do not fear it would be a sin. It will be a meritorious act to unite husband and wife. This will cleanse your sin, your treacherous slaying of my husband.
Vali's funeral was performed with due form and ceremony. After the auspicious bath, Sugriv was crowned king, and Angad was made prince regent.